pal, you're not particularly happy this afternoon.
I'm not talking about it. I've told you. I don't want to talk about it. I'm not talking about it.
Do you want to apologise for what? To what over storming out?
No, because as you did to me, you've set him up, and like you set me up. There's nothing to talk about. You're wasting 2.5 minutes of your audio, boo, because I'm not talking about it.
Without telling us what we are not talking about, what was your reaction to it?
Well, I can't go into that because I'll end up swearing. So you've crossed a line and you've given my number to a complete stranger and given them false hope and false promises. So I don't want to talk about it.
What are you going to do for this stranger?
I'm not going to do anything. I'm just going to ignore them. That's it. Nothing. I couldn't care less. I didn't like them before. I like them even less now.
Why is this an ongoing concern of yours?
There's nothing ongoing. The ongoing concern is because you don't think you've done anything wrong. You haven't apologised. And you'll do it again. So that's the only reason it's ongoing. Because you two think it's hilarious.
Pal, how is this different to the gay threesome that we set up in Beeston and we gave them your phone number and you weren't angry at that? You thought that was funny?
Yeah, because that is genuinely funny. This guy seriously contacted me about me helping him in some way. I've no intention of helping him or his friend.
Let's ring him back and just say we can't help him. Sorry.
No, you ring him back, yeah. And you say you got it wrong. In fact, let's do that on audio, boo.
Yeah, we'll do that now.
Let's get Michael Temple to
ring
him back.
Can I do it as an Indian, Birmingham accent, or a Scouser accent? Who do you want to be?
I'm not being anyone.
No, I'll play the role of Paul Harrison.
Thanks, no. I'd rather just ignore it. I'm never speaking to them again, so I'll just look like an idiot for the rest of my life.
You've dealt with a lot of problems in your life by ignoring them.
Yeah, whatever. If that's what you say... Most of the problems in my life have been created because of me, not because of two retarded, puerile blokes.
How can we rectify this situation?
Just by leaving me alone, probably. By when I say something, accepting that I mean it and I'm not going to do it. And not giving my number out to complete strangers for a bit of bunce. That's it.
Forest Leicester tonight, where's your money?
Well, there's only one way, isn't there? It's going Leicester.
What should a young person do if they want to make it in the music industry?
I'll ring you, apparently, and then you'll give them my number, and then I'll just ignore them.
Where can we follow you?
City Ground. I'm not bothered anymore.